Amen.
Thank you, Brother Glenn. Good to see Brother Glenn without his sling and doing well, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand for him and our brother too. And Carol Schumann has had her surgery on one eye and is doing well, Joe tells us. Had both?
Yes, he had both eyes. He's got two more surgeries.
Both eyes.
And pray for me.
Pray for Joe. Nurse Joe. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, I also had my lab work done today. I'm still, my PSA is undetectable.
Fantastic. Fantastic, baby. Yes? You got another song or something?
Well, if you want me to. Sister Pam Wiley is having her foot surgery
this
on
week.
Friday.
Next Friday?
It's coming
Friday.
Friday. Yeah, okay. So.
We'll pray for her. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for Pam right now. Lord, we give you thanks for the Wiley family. And Lord, they've been under pressure. They've been under attack by the enemy. And Lord, we just ask you to come and stop that, putting into it, Lord God. And Lord, let healing come to Pam's foot, Lord. You've been healing Dave's feet, Lord God, and thank you for that. And Lord, we ask you to heal Pam's feet now in Jesus' name, her foot. And Lord God, bless that family. And we give you all the glory that you've sustained them for over a year now, Lord. And just take them where they are to where you want them to be in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Use this word this morning to boost us, Lord, to enhance us, Lord God, and help us walk with you on a daily basis. Use me as your vessel and pour out this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I titled this message, Advice for the Family of God. Advice for the family of God. So I want you to take these words as advice. And when we get good advice, what do? We put it to use. We grab hold of it, don't we? We want to always improve ourselves and do better. And the way we do that is by learning, by people giving us good advice, the Word of God, walking with Jesus, those kind of things. So let's take this as advice this morning and grow in Jesus. Amen? Yeah. Matthew 24, and we're going to start with verse 36. Matthew 24, starting with verse 36 and going through verse 39. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
Okay. This is in the New King James. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. Hallelujah. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Never in our lifetime have we witnessed so much unrest, so much turmoil, so much spiritual warfare. And it's all happening right before our very eyes. Yeah. Riots, looting, burning of people's businesses, the divisiveness of our society, the destruction of every fabric in America. Then there is an attempted ruination of everything that civil society declares as decent, moral, and good. Just when we think we've seen it all, we turn on the news and are repeatedly horrified. Make no mistake, we have not witnessed the worst of it yet. And the devil is pulling out all the stops. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
The Bible tells us that no man knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man will return, which means the accuser of the brethren doesn't know either. So when we feel like the eastern sky may split open and the rapture could happen at any moment, what do we suppose Satan is thinking? Every generation has felt to some degree that what we are feeling and thought what we've been thinking. Because the enemy has created chaos nonstop since the day he fell from heaven. So you must answer this question. Do you trust what you know, or do you trust what you see? And your decision concerning these two choices will determine if you will maintain a calm peace of mind despite the turmoil, or if you will worry, worry, worry your whole life through. In Mark chapter 6, verse 34, New King James, it says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things."
What?
Sufficient. Did I get the wrong verse?
Yes.
Well, let me read you this verse. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Now, the problem I have is this same verse in the Message. I don't know where I got it now. The Message says this: give your entire attention to what God is doing right now.
Yes.
And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Here's another question. What if all hell were to break loose tomorrow? Saints, listen. All of hell has been busting at the seams in total panic since the day Jesus shook the gates off the place and took away the keys.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Consequently, God's instructions for us are to focus on what Jesus has already done, what Jesus is doing now, and what Jesus is going to do day after day until God the Father says to the Son, "Go and get my children and bring them home." Amen. Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
In Romans chapter 5, I believe I got this right, verse 3 through 5, and I'm going to read this out of the Message. It says this: "There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us." Ooh, I like that. Passionate patience. Amen.
Yeah.
"And how that patient in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next in alert expectancy." Grab
That's
hold
right.
of that.
Yeah.
"Alert
right.
expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit." Amen. Oh, give him a shout. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that a powerful verse in there? Powerful scripture. Both Satan and the world want you to focus on all the sin that is abounding in our world today. Mm-hmm. Amen. But where can you find peace when your attention is concentrated on evil? The peace everyone desires is found in the one who delivered the sin-defying message of grace. The one who has overcome sin for us. The one who has forgiven us of all our trespasses. And his name is Jesus, the Messiah, our Savior, our Healer, our Deliverer. And please, somebody shout again. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Again, in Romans 5, starting in verse 20 and 21, it says this. All that passing laws against sin did was produce more lawbreakers. But sin didn't and doesn't have a chance in competition with the aggressive forgiveness we call grace. When it's sin versus grace, grace wins, hands down. All sin can do is threaten us with death, and that's the end of it. Grace, because God is putting everything together again through the Messiah, invites us into life. A life that goes on and on and on, world without end. Amen. Amen. Woo! I love that. This scripture reminds us of some promising words of an old hymn. It's grace, grace, God's grace. Amen. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin.
Yes.
Jesus delivered God's grace, and when grace offered forgiveness to a sinful man, it turned the spiritual world upside down. When men and women, young people, boys and girls embrace and accept Jesus, it turns the enemy's world on its head. God's grace wins.
Yes.
God's grace wins. Hallelujah. Amen. So no matter how things may appear or might be reported by the media, what news is delivered via your iPhone, amen, it makes no difference. As Christians, we can all experience God's rest, God's peace, and God's assurance regardless of the circumstances. There is no problem, folks, that is insurmountable. No problem that is insurmountable when you and I face it through the grace of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The scripture I just read in verse 20 and 21 of Romans 5 hold a truth that has been available for examination for at least 2,000 years. The Holy Bible, which contains this vital truth, has been published more times than any other book in history. So this truth is public knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Amen? Then tell me why we so often ignore the truth or negate the truth, allowing outside influences to steal our confidence and joy in the Lord. It's because our society has taught us so much about being independent, capable of handling anything and working things out on our own. Aren't we all self-sufficient? And if we live right, and do right, then we can take control of our lives. What nonsense. What nonsense. Why do we continue to attempt everything on our own rather than simply believing in and relying on the name and the power of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
I want to repeat that.
Yes, amen.
Why do we continue to attempt everything on our own rather than simply believing in and relying on the name and power of Jesus? Clinging to the truth will set you free and keep you free.
Amen.
Clinging to the truth will set you free and keep you free. We find the answer to worry-free living in Mark chapter 6, verse 31 and through 33, from the Message. If God gives such attention...
Pastor, the Mark 6:34, it's actually Matthew 6:34. For them, do not worry.
So. Well, can we try Matthew chapter 6?
I don't know if that helped you.
Let me just read it. If she can catch up with me, that's good. This is out of the Word. I got it out of the Word. if God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, and that's Matthew 6, 31 through 33, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving.
Glory.
People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You will find all your everyday human concerns will be met.
Thank you, Lord.
Is that powerful,
thank
folks?
You, Lord.
Is that powerful?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I could spend time sharing with you all about my relationship with the Heavenly Father, with Jesus, with the precious Holy Spirit. And I could tell you how he's personally met my needs, how he blessed me immeasurably, more than I could ever dream or imagine. How Jesus daily unlocks the windows of heaven with new mercies, continually going beyond what he's already done for me. But until you establish your own relationship with Jesus and steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions, you'll never know for yourself what God really wants to do for you.
Amen?
Amen? Yes. And what does he want to do for you? Give you a stress-free, worry-free life by seeking Jesus all the time in everything you do.
Thank you, Lord.
The great evangelist Smith Wigglesworth, who saw thousands of healings take place in his ministry, once told someone the secret to his success was to pray earnestly for 15 minutes at a time. The person responded, "Only 15 minutes at a time?" And Smith replied, "Yes, only 15 minutes. But you see, I try to do what I'm telling you to do every 15 minutes." Mr. Wigglesworth was trying to help this person understand that his success came from being in constant communication with God.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
And to that I would ask you two questions. How much do you want from God? How much do you want of God? The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek God first, and then I know from experience, he will send you a word, a personal word. Amen? One word from God is all you need, folks.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's all you need.
Hallelujah.
If you will let him, if you will give him a chance, God will show you what he can do in your life. And let's be honest, we all recognize our limitations, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. But there's no amount of fretting on our part that will ever alter them. We can't do anything to alter our limitations.
Yes.
On the other hand, we know God's abilities are limitless.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. But if we don't believe God wants to do a work in our lives, we will never give him the freedom to go beyond what we can believe him for. Our worry, so to speak, ties God's hands in our lives. Our faith sets God free to do as he pleases. Oh, I need to say that again.
Yes.
Yes.
Our worry ties God's hands in our lives. Our faith sets God free to do as he pleases. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 in the New King James Version says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Exceedingly abundantly. Those are adjectives I love to use in describing God's willingness to give out and pour into his children's life. Amen?
Amen.
Matthew Henry said this, "God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. There is an inexhaustible fullness of grace and mercy in God, which the prayers of all the saints can never draw dry."
Hallelujah.
"Whatever we may ask or think to ask, still God is still able to do more, abundantly more, exceedingly abundantly more. Open thy mouth ever so wide, still he hath wherewithal to fill it." Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's why he wrote a book. Matthew Henry. Translated the whole Bible. Hallelujah. Whatever you're facing today, open thy mouth to proclaim God's promises over your life. Then get out of God's way and trust him to meet your need. Vivian and I were talking about that this morning. She said, "I've just got to give it to God." She's calling plumber and calling plumber and calling plumber. It doesn't do any good. But get her upset. Get out of God's way and trust him to meet your need. But you don't know the size of my need. Maybe not. But I'm well aware of how big God is.
That's it.
Amen. Maybe this next scripture is your word for today. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 10 in the Message. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Hey. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. Hallelujah. Is that a word from God?
Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Living with a constant trust in God is the most exciting place to live. Living with a constant trust in God is the most exciting place to live. It's where the peace that passes all understanding flows freely and gives tremendous comfort and encouragement amidst the what-ifs of life and the accuser continually cast in our direction. Have any of us arrived completely, trusting the Lord explicitly? No. No. But the more of your fear you place in Jesus' hands, the more you can expect him to bless your life, bringing you to a greater levels of faith and into deeper communion with him.
Yes.
Amen. More of the fear you place in his hands. Wow. Like a baby's progression of learning, from crawling to eventually being able to run effortlessly. God wants us to continue to mature spiritually,
yeah.
So that we have no doubt regarding his all-consuming love and his ever-present help in times of trouble.
Mm. Yeah.
Saints, just trust him.
Amen.
Just trust him. There is no need to worry and fret.
Amen.
Just trust him.
Amen.
Just trust him. Everything is possible when Jesus is first place in your life. Everything. Even vaccinations. And Bonnie didn't know this, but I got a text today. They want to give us another vaccination. It's what happens when you sign up to several lists. Jesus assures you that if you will just trust me, the blessings will flow. If you just trust me, the blessings will flow. So much more for you than you can imagine. So much more. You've only just begun. You've only just begun. When the world tells you to sit in fear, remember, Almighty God has already ordained manifold blessings for you.
Hallelujah.
Manifold.
Hallelujah.
Get up from your pity party and run in pursuit of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Trust Him to provide all you will ever need. All. If you can simply believe, God will take you places you never dreamed of. Boy, He has you and me, Bonnie. Amen? Jesus came, lived, died, and rose again victorious. He now stands ready and willing and able to deliver your best life now.
Amen. Thank you,
God. Your best life now. Why not make a commitment to learn more about your Savior? Why not? Jesus. To know Him on a whole new level. Taking your relationship with Him beyond what you can even imagine. You are a friend of God.
Yes.
You are a friend of God.
Yes.
Take pleasure in His company. Take pleasure in His company.
Amen.
Now, you can't take pleasure in His company at the same time you're doing something else.
Right. It's hard.
Very true.
It's hard.
I'm sure there's many things He wants to tell you. Take time to meet with Jesus every day. Laugh together. Cry together. Talk together. Spend quality time together. In Proverbs 18, verse 24, the message says, friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks by you like family.
Amen.
God knows your name. God calls you a friend. And He considers you part of His family.
Thank you.
Wow. And He is now and ever will be all you will ever need.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All you will ever need.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Years ago, when I worked for some of the big engineering companies, they trained me to be what they call the checker. And I would take a drawing, and I would go through that drawing, every line, every word, everything, trying to find something wrong with it before it went out to a customer. And that little exercise trained me to be critical. And I'm sorry to say this, but my kids got some of that critical thinking when they were young, before Jesus turned me around. That is a curse.
Yes, it is.
That is a curse. That's been a long road for me to conquer. I had a preacher tell me one time he wanted me to to talk with him because I saw the problems. And he didn't. And I want to tell you, he was right. And I was wrong. I see things like money. I see things like time. I see things like everybody's wore out. And he'd see the end result. And it was great, marvelous, and it was God. Some of our thinking, well, I'm saying that because some of our thinking can keep us from receiving from God. It can stop God in the tracks because we just don't allow it. And one of the worst things we do, folks, is try to stay the same. Let me just be the same. We come. Let me just do it like I've always done it. God, he don't like that. He'll push you. And he'll push you. And he'll push you. And when you constantly say no, or what I call bow up, that changes you. It keeps you from allowing God to step in and say, do it this way, Jerry. Do it this way. Love people instead of being so critical. Listen to my voice. I want to tell you go right and go left. I want you to do the right thing. But if your thinking is caught up in this, the way I used to be, the way I was trained to be, the way I was born, it hurts that relationship with God. It hurts. Sometimes stops. Now, I want to do something this morning. Karen's going to come and please sing a little chorus. And then I want to pray for whoever needs prayer this morning. Can we do that? I'll wear my mask.
Pastor Mom's in pain right now.
So
I'd like
to pray for them. Amen. Lord, we lift Pearl to you right now, in Jesus' name. We ask for your ministry. We ask for your healing virtue to flood her body right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, I don't know what's going on, but just recently she's diagnosed with pneumonia. And Lord, that's pain, that's soreness in her lungs and chest. And Lord, we ask you to heal, to touch, to heal, to minister to this woman of God.
All pain.
Let her be restored, Lord.
All pain.
Let her be restored. You speak long life. We speak good life to her, in Jesus' name.
Pain to cease.
Let her be well and whole and healed.
Thank you for
in Jesus'
her, Lord.
Name.
Thank you, Lord. Her, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for touching
her. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Karen. Let's stand together. If you'd like prayer this morning, just come up to the front.
Yeah.
to standing out here. If you're not up in front, please raise your hand out for these people. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Lord, we just give you glory and thank you that you're working in our lives, Lord God. You're ministering to us every day, Lord God. Every moment of every day, you minister to us, Lord.
Fullness of your grace, O God. Hallelujah.
Lord, you help us with things we don't even know. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do. And Lord, we just ask for testimonies from the prayers this morning, Lord God. Bring testimonies. Lord God, there's been enough tests. Now bring the testimony, Lord. And we give you thanks for that, in Jesus' name. Lord God, bless our day. Lord, bless the ladies' group tonight, Lord God. Lord, bring us where you want us to be. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. Amen. I love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Be careful, I'm not taking up on